the music that brings you one of radio's best love stories, just plain Bill Davidson, Barbara Parkville. A tender real life story of people who might be your own next door neighbors. Don't resign yourself to the pain of headache, neuritis, or neuralgia until you've tried the remarkable preparation called Anacin. Try Anacin, especially if it is really quick relief you want. You see, Anacin is like a doctor's prescription, in that it contains not just one, but a combination of highly effective and medically tested ingredients. Physicians and dentists everywhere know this truth, and often give their patients an envelope containing Anacin tablets. Try Anacin next time you have a headache or neuritic pain. Use it as directed on the package. Results will amaze you. Get Anacin, A-N-A-C-I-N, at your drugstore in tins of 12 and 30, and bottles of 50 and 100 tablets. Now for our story of Just Plain Bill. Jennifer Westfield, Bill's good friend, sincerely believes her only son, Wayne, will ruin his life if he marries Veronica Cunningham, a vivid, clever, much-talked-about girl in Hartville. Because Wayne refuses to marry Sally Dearborn, the girl of his mother's choice, Jennifer's changed her will, leaving all of her money to her worthless husband, after which she makes Bill and his daughter Nancy secret custodians of a mysterious sealed envelope. Bill knows that in doing all this, Jennifer is only trying to protect her son's future happiness. But Bill knows, too, that Wayne believes his mother is simply trying to rule his life. And while Sally loves Wayne, he's not sure about Veronica. And at the moment, he wonders very much why there was a secret meeting between Veronica and Wayne's father. So now Bill is at the door of what Jackson Westfield calls his office, where there's much gambling and no business. Already, he's knocked several times.
Jackson must be here. Maybe he's sleeping off the effects of his big gambling spree.
Who is this?
Oh, it's me, Bill Davidson.
Oh, just a moment. Hi, Bill.
How are you, Jackson?
Well, not as good as I might be, but better than I felt a few hours ago. Hey, I'm getting myself a little rest. Come on in. My office is rather messy, but take that chair there, Bill. Make yourself at home.
Looks like you had quite a gathering here last night.
Quite a gathering is right. You ought to drop over some night when we have a game.
Thank you for the invitation, but...
But you're not interested. That's right. You don't gamble, do you, Bill?
No, not that way. Jackson, I've had a lot of talks with Jennifer lately, as you know.
As I understand it, you're my wife's principal advisor.
Oh, no, I'm not. It's just that Carrie Donovan was called in to draw up your wife's will, and she asked him to bring my daughter Nancy and me as witnesses. Now, that's why we're so involved in, well, in everything that's been going on since.
Pretty deeply involved, aren't you, Bill?
More so than I'd like to be, Jackson. And nothing would make me happier than to see you folks get your troubles straightened out.
Why should you worry about us?
Well, I can tell you several reasons. First and most important, I have great respect and admiration for your wife. And I think your boy Wayne can be a fine first-rate man, given the chance.
Now, Bill, don't tell me you're acting as a friend of mine, too.
I can remember a time when I was pretty proud to call you a friend of mine, Jackson. That wasn't so many years ago.
Bill, did you ever stop to think of this? I may not be the most ambitious or the cleverest man in the world, but I used to earn a pretty good living for my family and behave reasonably decently, right?
Yes.
There's one man who didn't like me. I'm talking about Jennifer's father.
Yes, I knew him.
I never asked him for a dollar bill. I went to him a few times and told him I had various business opportunities where if he wanted to invest some money, I'd make money for my family and for him. So he got the idea I was after his money. Well, he was probably right.
Then you can't blame him for leaving all his money to your wife and arranging things so you couldn't get your hands on any of it.
Well, I do in a way, because then Jennifer couldn't have done all the talking she's done for years past about leaving her money to me or to our son.
Oh.
Bill, what did you come here for?
Well, I wanted to ask you what you think about Veronica Cunningham.
About Veronica?
Yes.
Well, my son's over 21. If he's in love with a girl and wants to marry her, why, that's his business. Veronica's smart. She's probably too good for him.
Is that all?
That's all I can tell you, I guess.
It's kind of too bad that you and the girl and your son couldn't prevail on your wife to realize she shouldn't oppose their marriage any further. Isn't it?
Now, just a second. You're driving at something, aren't you?
Well, I was over to call on Miss Cunningham. She was at home, but she didn't answer the door when I knocked. I learned later that you were there talking to her at the time I called.
You don't miss a thing around town, do you, Bill?
No, Jackson.
Well, I'll tell you what you do. Go and ask Veronica what we were talking about. She tells you that's all right with me. But naturally, as her future father-in-law, I can't divulge what private discussions we may have had. That wouldn't be gentlemanly, would it, Bill?
Jackson, stop acting and be human, can't you? Your wife's a sick woman, and she's miserably unhappy. Your son has got his life all tangled up. Surely you must want to save them from unhappiness and misery. Why don't your wife and your son matter enough to you so you can try and straighten yourself out and help them get things straightened out?
Sorry, Bill. Oh, I didn't get any sleep last night. Got to catch a little nap now. See you out sometime. It's a comfortable couch, Bill. So long. Glad you dropped in.
I might have known. No use trying to talk to him. No use trying to find out anything from him. Well, I'd better go over and see his wife, I guess, and see how she's getting along. Poor woman. Why, Nancy.
Wait till I come out and close this door. There.
What is it, Nancy?
I just got here a little while ago, and guess who I found waiting when I walked in?
Who?
Veronica Cunningham.
Here?
Very much here. She's waiting in the library. You know Hester Garland, Mrs. Westfield's servant?
That faithful old soul? Yes, I've known Hester for years.
I don't imagine she or her brother would be likely to make Veronica feel very welcome in this house.
Naturally not. They've worked for Mrs. Westfield and her father before her till they really believe they're part of the family. And don't think Hester Garland hasn't heard all the talk there's been about Veronica and feels bad about the present situation.
When Hester answered the door to my ring, she said in her loudest voice, making sure Veronica would hear her, "Who do you think had the impudence to walk in here, bold as brass, and say she'd come to call her Mrs. Westfield? That Cunningham girl."
I can imagine.
And then she practically dragged me back to the kitchen with her, and she and her brother Jeb started talking about Veronica and Mr. Westfield. Well, you know how they always talk.
Well, poor folks. Him a bitter old bachelor and her a spinster. Nothing to think about but what goes on around this house. You can't blame them, Nancy, if they take a personal interest in the general situation.
No, of course not, but I was so embarrassed about Veronica. It seems Hester flatly refused to even let Mrs. Westfield know Veronica's here. Veronica told me that. But she doesn't seem to mind. And she got even with Hester. She said, just as loudly as Hester did, "Is this a house or the old folks' home?"
Oh, poor girl.
Well, I'm afraid I don't feel very sorry for her, Daddy.
I do, Nancy. She'd like to belong. She wishes folks would stop treating her as if, well, as if all the talk about her was true. So she fights back, and she fights hard. Too hard. She gets hurt, and so she hurts people.
Hi, Mr. Davidson.
Oh, hello, Veronica.
Veronica, I didn't mean to leave you sitting there alone.
Oh, I haven't been alone, Nancy. I've been having a lovely informative discussion with a very sweet girl.
Dear little Sally.
With Sally? Yes. She brought word from Mrs. Westfield that Mrs. Westfield has no interest in seeing me now or at any other time. You wouldn't believe it, but I came here to do Mrs. Westfield a favor. There's a little something going on she ought to know about.
Well, in that case, Veronica, perhaps
never
we can...
mind, Mr. Davidson. There's nothing you can do about it. I told Wayne I'd try to meet his mother halfway. Well, I've tried. And, Nancy, you can tell Sally one thing for me. Tell her she lost a lot more than she won when she ordered me out of this house just now. Tell her that and see if she can figure out what I mean. So long.
Nice seeing you.
Oh, Veronica.
There's nothing you can say to her, Daddy, when she's like this. When she deliberately makes herself seem cheap and mean.
That's just it, Nancy. When anybody has to try to be all the bad things that girl was trying to be right then, the very fact of her trying so hard proves it isn't all natural. It isn't all real. She said she had something to tell Jennifer. What could that have been?
Heaven knows, Daddy. When I walked into the library, she informed me, before I'd said a word, that if I thought she and Wayne had changed any of their plans, I was wrong. She said they planned to be married in the next few days.
Might happen. Might very well happen. It's too bad if she and Sally had another quarrel like that one at the barber shop. We'd better go in and see if Sally's all right, Nancy. Sally says she'll fight back, but she doesn't know how to cope with a girl like Veronica.
Sally? Where are you, Sally?
In the library, Nancy. I'm here. Oh, hello, Mr. Davidson.
Hello, Sally. We talked to Veronica Cunningham for a second out in front.
Yes, I know. She looked out the window and saw you. It was just when I was telling her to leave.
Oh, Sally.
But don't worry, Mr. Davidson. And don't you worry either, Nancy. I just found out something. I've been afraid of Veronica Cunningham. I've been telling myself I had to find courage to stand up to her. Well, I've been wrong,
Sally.
I'm just not afraid of her anymore, Nancy. You were right, Mr. Davidson. She can talk a lot and she can be very loud. But I know how to fight her now. I just found out, and I'm going to fight. You wait and see.
What has Sally found out that gives her new courage to fight the loud, confident girl who told her, "You're no competition for me"? And what is Jackson Westfield up to? Has he some secret understanding with Veronica Cunningham? Who should Wayne Westfield marry? And will he marry the right girl? Be sure to hear the story of Just Plain Bill tomorrow. As everyone knows, every drugstore has scores of ways to relieve the pain of a headache. That is why we recommend Anacin to you so wholeheartedly. Because we know that there are so many people listening who've been given at some time or other by their physician or dentist an envelope containing Anacin tablets. Now, one of the most important reasons for Anacin's great popularity is that it acts to relieve the pain of a headache, neuritis, or neuralgia with incredible speed and effectiveness. It is like a doctor's prescription. That is, it's a combination of medically tested and highly regarded active ingredients. And you know that when your doctor makes out a prescription, it usually contains several ingredients and not just one alone. So the next time you're in pain from a headache, neuritis, or neuralgia, try Anacin. You'll be amazed at how quickly and effectively it relieves your pain when taken as directed on the package. Try it on the guarantee that the first few tablets either give complete satisfaction, or you may return the unused portion and your money will be refunded. Anacin, spelled A-N-A-C-I-N. Ask for it at any drugstore. When you go to your druggist, note how many different items he carries other than drugs. Look them over and buy whatever you can from him. You'll help him and yourself. Listen for Just Plain Bill on this station at the same time tomorrow. This is Hugh James speaking for the makers of Anacin. $0.10. That's all you pay for a big 8-ounce bottle of Aeromist, the amazing way to make the windows spotlessly clean without a drop of water. Just spray it on, wipe it dry, and glass shines. Your hardware, grocery, or 10-cent store sells Aeromist. A-E-R-O-M-I-S-T. Try it. This program came to you from New York. You are listening to the Blue Network.